From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
How has your week been?
It's just fine. How about yours?
Pretty good. We finally got our power restored, actually a lot sooner than a lot of people did. It was nice. It was nice.
Yay.
Were only inconvenienced, which is terrific. Anyway, you had a fascinating chat about supermarket products that our listeners have been working on all week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said think of two supermarket products whose brand names are anagrams of each other, and I said both names start with C, as in Charlie. Rearrange the letters again, still keeping the C at the start. Add two letters to the front, and you'll name a third supermarket product. What products are these?
What are they?
Well, the first two products are Crest and Certs. Put SU at the front and you get Sucrets.
Oh, I don't remember the last time I thought about Sucrets. Those little throat lozenges have come in handy every once in a while. We had about 600 listeners who sent in the correct entry, and our randomly chosen winner is Cindy Simon, and she joins us from Palmer, Alaska. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Where's Palmer?
Well, it's about 50 miles north of Anchorage.
And what do you do there?
I'm a librarian at an elementary school.
Oh, excellent. Now, I understand that puzzles on the radio are a recent discovery for you?
I've been listening, and I rarely ever get a puzzle right, but I was so excited that I figured this one out that I sent it in, and it was my first one ever to send in.
Really? And then you got the call, and you were told you wanted to play, and you still stuck it on. You're going to do it.
I did. I thought, well, you know, I might not get much right, but I'll give it a try anyways.
That's great. I do that every week. I say, well, I'll give it a try. We'll see what happens.
All right.
I'm sure Will has something fabulous for us. Will, please meet Cindy. Let's play.
All right, Cindy, each answer today is the name of a famous person in which I've changed one letter in the first name and one letter in the last name to get new words. For example, if I said Wild Rowers, R-O-W-E-R-S, you would say Will Rogers.
Okay.
A little tentative there. All right. Number one, Dark Train, D-A-R-K-T-R-A-I-N.
Mark.
That's it.
Twain.
Oh, cool. Mark Twain is good. Earthy Kite. E-A-R-T-H-Y-K-I-T-E.
Marthy Carthy.
Change the last letter in Earthy.
Eartha.
Uh-huh.
Kit.
Eartha Kit is right. Catwoman on the old Batman TV series. Clerk Table. C-L-E-R-K-T-A-B-L-E.
Okay, Clark Gable.
Clark Gable is it. Bear Bridles. That's B-E-A-R B-R-I-D-L-E-S.
I can think of a lot of words, but not a name.
I'm sorry. Was it B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E? Uh-huh. B-E-A-R, like in the animal bear.
Okay, B-E-A-R, B-E-A,
change it to a vowel.
Beau Bridges.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go,
job.
Beau Bridges.
Oh,
good job.
Good.
Top Hawks. T-O-P-H-A-W-K-S.
Tom Hanks.
That's it. Tax Rioter. T-A-X-R-I-O-T-E-R.
And it's T-A-X?
Uh-huh.
Tex?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know a tex.
You might. Tex Ritter.
Tex Ritter. Ritter.
An old Western movie actor that was actually the father of the late John Ritter.
Right, right. All right, try this one. Sharp Levi's. S-H-A-R-P-L-E-V-I-S.
Okay.
All right, here's your hint. Change the last letter of sharp.
I wonder if you're old enough to actually remember this woman. A puppeteer.
Sherry Lewis.
Yeah.
Sherry
yeah.
Lewis is it. Yeah, she remembers. And here's your last one. Pay Charges. P-A-Y-C-H-A-R-G-E-S.
Is it Pat?
Nope.
Pam?
Nope.
Oh, I thought it might be Pam. Uh-oh.
Change a different letter.
K?
No.
Bay?
Ray.
There you go. Ray?
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles is it.
I need a lot of help.
No, Cindy, I think between the both of us, I think we did pretty well.
That
was fun. Well, you're going to get some things for playing our puzzle today, Cindy. We're going to send you the weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and we have a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you'll have a ball with all of this stuff.
I will.
Tell us, Cindy, what's your public radio station?
KSKA 91.1 out of Anchorage.
Nice. Cindy Simon in Palmer, Alaska. You are great. Thanks for playing our puzzle today.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Will, do you have something our listeners can work on all week?
Yes. Think of a famous person whose first name you can change one letter in to get a synonym for big, and whose last name you can also change one letter in to get a synonym for big. Who is this person? So again, a famous person, change one letter in the first name and the last name to get two synonyms for big. Name this celebrity.
Okay. When you know it, put that answer into an email and send it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.